Title: Final Market Stabilization Rules. How stable is stable? Content: The Department of Health and Human Services released the final Affordable Care Act Marketplace Stabilization Rules, final rule, on April 13, 2017. The final rules become effective on June 19, 2017 and will, accordingly, apply to the 2018 State and Federal Affordable Care Act health insurance exchanges. The final rule is available here. The final rule is substantially the same as the proposed rules that were released on February 10, 2017, available here, and are intended to, as the name of the rules suggest, stabilize the federal and state health insurance exchanges for the 2018 calendar year and going forward. The press release accompanying the final rule cites the following evidence to support the government's view that the federal and state health insurance exchanges require intervention to stabilize the exchanges, reprinted from the press release. Available here, approximately one-third of the counties in the United States had only one insurer participating in their exchange for 2017. Five states have only one insurer participating in their exchange for 2017. The premium for the benchmark second lowest cost silver plan on healthcare.gov increased by an average of 25% from 2016 to 2017. Approximately 500,000 fewer Americans selected a plan in the exchange open enrollment in 2017 than in 2016. Many states saw double-digit increases in their insurance premiums, including AZ-116%, OK-69%, TN-63%, AL-58%, PA-53%. The press release further makes clear that the final rule is not indicative of an evolution of the Trump administration's view of the Affordable Care Act. The press release quotes Ms. Seema Varma, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, as saying, "While these steps will help stabilize the individual and small group markets, they are not a long-term cure for the problems that the Affordable Care Act has created in our healthcare system." The most notable provisions of the final rule include the following. Guaranteed availability. The Affordable Care Act includes a mandate guaranteeing the availability of insurance products to consumers, specifically that insurers must offer coverage to any consumer during the open enrollment period or any special enrollment period for which the particular consumer qualifies based on life events. Under the pre-final rule regulations, former regulations, that give definition to this mandate, a health insurer is required to give a consumer a 3-month grace period to pay past due premiums prior to terminating the consumer from an insurance product. Further, the former regulations require that an insurer cannot deny a consumer coverage during an enrollment period solely because the consumer owes a debt of past due premiums to an insurer for health insurance, provided that the consumer is not re-enrolling in the same product in respect of which the consumer owes a debt. Insurers have claimed that, because of the former regulations, some consumers stopped paying premiums late in the year because the consumers knew that he or she could, first, assure himself or herself of eligibility for insurance the succeeding year and, second, pay past insurance premiums during the 3-month grace period in the event the consumer incurred meaningful healthcare costs. The final rule addresses this issue by allowing insurers to deny enrollment to any consumer who has outstanding debt for coverage under any of its products, or that of its affiliates, during the previous 12-month period. Nevertheless, the final rule allows insurers to deviate from their newfound right to deny enrollment if they decide to compromise overdue premium debts, such as accepting an installment payment plan for past due premiums while enrolling a consumer for an insurance product for the successive year. It is important to note that state-specific laws and regulations may have more restrictive requirements relating to an insurer's ability to deny coverage due to a default on overdue payment obligations. In that case, the more restrictive state law or regulation will govern. However, the final rule includes language encouraging state lawmakers to adopt law or rules that are comparable to the final rule. Open enrollment period. The final rule shortens the open enrollment period for 2017 to 45 days, which will run from November 1, 2017 to December 15, 2017. The shortening of the open enrollment